Hey, we have an amazing event coming up, the Expert Advantage Workshop Series, where every day for a week, starting on Monday, May 20th, it's myself and another expert coming on to present to you about various kinds of things to help you with your brand and your business. Our brand new experts in residence and pro are going to be there to co-host these workshops with me, and you're not going to want to miss it. You'll have a chance to ask all of them questions, and it's completely free to join. All you have to do is go to smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. On Monday, May 20th, Amy Nelson's going to come on, and we're going to talk social media, but specifically how to drive revenue and connect with important stakeholders that matter to you in your business using social media. The next day, we have Nosheen Chen, and she's going to lead a presentation about how to become a better communicator, how to increase those skills faster, because that's going to help you not just connect with new people, new clients, but also get your idea across better. Ton of takeaways in that presentation. And all you have to do to sign up and join and get all the links that you need is smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Again, one more time, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Join us on our Expert Advantage Workshop Series. You're not going to want to miss it. Again, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. AskPat. Hey, what's up, everybody? Pat Flynn here, and welcome to episode 924 of AskPat. Thank you so much for joining me today. As always, I'm here to help you by answering your online business questions 5 days a week. We have a great question coming up today from Jeanette, and here it is. Here she is.
Hi, Pat. My name is Jeanette Kimsel. I run the website eatsleepbreathemusic.com. I've been doing this for about 9 years, since 2008, mostly as a side hobby while I was working full-time in the advertising business. I got to go to a lot of free shows, and I started blogging about them, and then it kind of just grew from there. We've had a lot of up-and-coming artists, and even some bands were featured on a lot of MTV shows or the CW, and went on to play a lot of music festivals, so that was pretty cool. My question is, regarding if I should, you know, kind of keep trying to monetize this site, or if I should kind of, you know, just keep it as a hobby. I've made a little bit of money through sponsored posts and some advertising, but this market is very saturated, and I'm wondering if I should try to do something to stand out, or if I should just keep it as a hobby. But I just want to thank you for everything you do. I power streamed through your podcasts in March of 2015 in about 3 months. And so I'm up to speed, and you just provide so much great content. I just want to thank you, and I hope you have a great day. Goodbye.
Hey, Jeanette, thank you so much for the question. I appreciate you and all the support, and congratulations on building an awesome, what seems like a side hustle, side business that is in alignment with your passion. It allows you to experience things that maybe you wouldn't have experienced if you didn't have this site. So congratulations. That's awesome. So again, that URL for everybody listening out there is eatsleepbreathemusic.com. I really like that. I'm looking forward to checking it out more. Now, the question being, should you keep trying to monetize it or keep it as a hobby? I don't think those are two separate things. I think you can continue to explore different ways that you could monetize it, but also keep it a hobby. So it just seems to me that you don't necessarily want to go full time with it, but that doesn't mean that you don't have to you don't have to not try different things or attempt to make even more money from it. I know a lot of people who have side blogs who do very well and actually make more money from their side blogs, but just continue to have their 9-to-5 just for many different reasons. That's a different episode of the podcast, but they enjoy their hobby and they want to keep it a hobby, so they keep it on the side. But they continue to grow. They continue to experiment. The sponsored posts that they have, similar to the ones that you have, are now with much bigger brands as their traffic has continued to grow. They've added courses and things, and they continue to help people. So I don't think there's any difference between you monetizing your blog more and keeping it as a hobby. The difference would be that if you wanted to make a decision to go full-time with it and leave the other position that you have elsewhere, at which point then you would have a lot more time, but then you would have to rely on it a lot more in terms of the money that then would have to come in to support you. So there's a lot of things that go with that. I know somebody who was just super into snowboarding, and she and her husband just did it every time it snowed in the mountains, and they wanted to create a business out of snowboarding because that was their passion. It was something they did on the side, and so they wanted to actually create a full business out of it. And they attempted to create like a clothing line or something related to the equipment, And the crazy thing about that was after doing that, they realized that they didn't want to go full-time with it, that they were losing the fun that was surrounding this sport of theirs that they love so much. And they weren't, they were starting to not love it as much. So they decided to not do that anymore and then keep it on the side. So, you know, just make sure that if you continue to define it as a hobby and something that you love to do, that that stays the same. And you don't have to earn as much or less in order to keep it. You can earn more, but keep it the same. Keep it something you love and keep it as a hobby. So there you go, Jeanette. So again, eatsleepbreathemusic.com. Congratulations again. I look forward to seeing where you take it and what you do with this advice. And, you know, just think bigger. But that doesn't mean you have to let anything go related to, like, the fact that it's still a side hustle. It can be that. It can be a hobby still. So just make sure you keep it something you love. All right. Thanks, Jeanette. I appreciate you. I want to send you an Ask Pat t-shirt for having your question featured here on the show. And for those of you listening, if you have a question that you'd like potentially featured here on the show as well, just head on over to askpat.com and you can ask right there on that page. Thank you so much. I appreciate you. And here's a quote to finish off the day by Lao Tzu. To lead the people, walk behind them. I like that. All right, guys. Take care. Thanks so much. And I'll see you in the next episode of Ask Pat. Bye. Hey there, thank you for listening to Ask Pat 2.0. Now, you might have noticed that we haven't published a new episode in a while, and that is because in 2023, after 1,269 episodes, we decided to sunset the show, for now at least. And this way, we can focus our energy and efforts on our other podcasts and other projects. That being said, all 1,269 episodes are still live and downloadable, and the published dates may be old, but there are still a ton of questions I've answered on the show and people I've coached. Those episodes are just as valuable as they were back then. So you can also visit smartpassiveincome.com/askpat to dig through the archives. Plus, there's a search tool on the website that lets you search across our podcasts and blog. And of course, the Smart Passive Income podcast is still live and energetic and awesome and publishing twice a week. So make sure you're subscribed there so we can still continue this conversation. And we have some of the foremost experts and thought leaders in entrepreneurship on the show every single week. So you definitely don't want to miss it. Again, check it out. It's the Smart Passive Income podcast. Just find it wherever you're listening to this podcast. You can find it there as well. Thank you again for listening in, and I'll catch you in the next one. Cheers.